in this bulletin. The New South Wales Premier accused of dodging responsibility for the Ruby Princess saga. Australia's leaders to gather to commemorate the end of the Second World War. And the National Rugby League promises action against racial abuse after an incident during a game. With the lads from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Sunila Wasti. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she will spend this weekend combing through a report into the Ruby Princess cruise ship saga that is highly critical of New South Wales authorities. The Special Commission of Inquiry into the matter, headed by senior lawyer Brett Walker, has identified a series of errors made by New South Wales authorities before and after the ship's 2,700 passengers were allowed to disembark. It describes these errors as inexcusable, inexplicable, and unjustifiable. The inquiry has found the coronavirus outbreak on board the ship infected 663 Australians and led to 28 deaths, 20 in Australia and 8 in the United States. New South Wales opposition leader Jodie McKay has told Sky News Ms. Berejiklian and her government have been dodging responsibility.
We said from the moment that those passengers disembarked that this was a New South Wales health issue. And I think what we saw from the health minister and even the premier was that they were blaming the cruise ship operator and border force. And I think it's important that for all those who've been impacted, that they now know that there were serious mistakes made by New South Wales Health.
Australia's leaders will today gather in Canberra to commemorate the 75th anniversary of the end of the Second World War. Japan's surrender on the 15th of August 1945 marked the end of the war in the Pacific Theatre. 1 million Australians served in the war, 39,000 died, and another 30,000 were taken prisoner. Some of the roughly 12,000 who served who are still alive will attend today's closed service at the Australian War Memorial in Canberra, alongside Governor-General David Hurley, Prime Minister Scott Morrison and Opposition Leader Anthony Albanese. The Federal Opposition says more than 130,000 retail workers could be sacked if the JobSeeker payment returns to its pre-coronavirus rate of $40 per day. Opposition Social Services spokeswoman Linda Burney is promoting calls for the unemployment payment to be permanently raised, something that hasn't happened for a quarter of a century. The Governor of the Reserve Bank, Philip Lowe, yesterday reiterated his support for a raise in the payment when he appeared before a parliamentary committee, and he says there is broad consensus for such a move. The payment has been temporarily lifted to $1,100 per fortnight through the end of September, and after that, $800 per fortnight until the end of the year. United States President Donald Trump is accusing his political opponents of standing in the way of coronavirus relief. Mr. Trump says he is offering money for additional personal protective equipment, or PPE, so schools can reopen safely, amongst other measures, but claims Democratic Party politicians are not allowing the measures to pass.
That's $105 billion to the states to help open schools safely with additional PPE. Democrats are holding that up, right? And I'm ready to send more money to states and local governments to save jobs of our great police, our firefighters, our first responders and teachers. It's all ready to go. Democrats are holding it up.
Mr. Trump says he will agree to give the U.S. Postal Service funding of up to approximately $35 billion if Democratic Party politicians make concessions. Funding for the Postal Service has become something of a controversial topic, with the coronavirus making some push for postal voting in this year's presidential election, a measure which Mr. Trump claims will make the election more open to corruption. National Rugby League Chief Executive Andrew Abdo says fans who racially abuse players will not be welcome at games after an incident involving Penrith Panthers winger Brent Naden. 8 spectators were ejected from last night's game between the Panthers and the New Zealand Warriors at Gosford after Naden complained of persistent racial abuse early in the game. Mr. Abdo says the league will work with New South Wales Police, stadium authorities and clubs to determine the facts of the situation and take decisive action against anyone found to have engaged in such behaviour. Penrith coach Ivan Cleary says Naden is coping well in the aftermath of the incident.
Yeah, Brent's, he's okay. He said that it's not the first time he's heard that in his life. I mean, that's, but in this, I think in this forum, it has been. So he's a little bit Yeah, he certainly took offence to it at the time, but he's okay now.
Penrith won the match 18 points to 12. In last night's other game, St George Illawarra beat Parramatta 14 points to 12. In football, Bayern Munich is through to the semi-finals of the European Champions League after thrashing Barcelona 8-2 in their quarter-final in Lisbon. It's Barcelona's worst ever defeat in the competition. Thomas Müller and Philippe Coutinho each scored 2 goals for the German champions, who are unbeaten in nearly 30 matches in all competitions since December. Bayern will play the winner of tomorrow's match between Manchester City and Lyon in the semi-finals. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, showers and a possible storm and a top of 20 degrees. Adelaide, a shower or two and 16 degrees. Melbourne, a few showers and 16. Hobart, rain and 15. Canberra, morning fog and a shower or two and a top of 15 degrees. Wollongong, a shower or two and 18. Sydney, a shower or two and 20. Newcastle, early fog and a shower or two and a top of 21 degrees. Brisbane, showers and a possible storm and 25 degrees. Cairns, early fog, then mostly sunny and 29 degrees, and Darwin mostly sunny and a top of 32 degrees. I'm Sunil Awosti. This is SBS News.